Welcome to the Town of Bolton, Tuesday, January 13th, 2025, 6 p.m. Board of Selectmen meeting with accounts payable. It's Zoom or in person. First, I'd like to call the meeting to order. And number two, we're going to consider an act on the polar plunge, which is to take place in March. And it was on last week's agenda as well. And we were missing a pertinent signature on the form, which appears to be here at this point. You know who that is? Dean Martin?
The signature?
Yeah.
That's Debbie Livingston.
That's Debbie.
Oh, okay. All right.
Dean Martin, you're dating yourself. Even though I know who that is too. So. What did she say? Yeah.
Nice. So do we have a motion?
Yeah, I would make a motion that we approve the polar plunge.
Your second?
Bryce will second that.
Okay, Tim made the motion. Bryce seconds. Is there any further discussion on it?
I'm going to recuse myself from voting on this because I'm the director.
Oh.
And I will also.
Okay.
No, I'll recuse him.
I don't have any questions for you.
No, any comments?
No, just that we appreciate all the work that the town did last year to help us put the event on. And it was very successful. And we truly appreciate all the work that goes into it because it does require support by the town. And it was very much appreciated.
Very good. Thank you. Well, I hope it's well attended. I hope the weather's in your favor.
Cold.
All in favor?
Aye.
That's four. Is Bob here?
No, Bob
is not here. Bob. Okay. David's here.
But David was a yay.
So I got four yes. Bob DiPietro is
absent.
And Gwen and Mather are abstaining.
Recused.
Recused. Sorry.
Yeah. Or another arcane reference there.
There you go, Tim.
Parliamentary proceedings.
So next, I'd like to consider an act on the accounts payable. So we have a motion for them.
Yeah, I will make a motion to approve the accounts payable in the amount of $185,165.45.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
We got Tim made the motion. David seconds it. Is there any questions?
Yes. Bryce has a question. On page four, the town garage generator maintenance line, this matches what we approved as supplemental last time with the PO number. Matches as well. I think that was the town generator that was on last meetings that we had like a supplemental one line AP for, and everything looks the same on that line as it did last time.
Was it for the town garage generator?
Town garage generator maintenance. Yeah, the same PO number.
I'm on page four.
The right under Comcast. And then in our last packet, it was the same PO number as well for the same dollar amount, $613.26.
First of all, that's a really good catch.
Thank you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I would expect that we should amend the motion for approval to make sure that we make sure that we're not double paying this bill.
I will amend my. I will retract my motion. And try again. Make a motion to approve the accounts payable in the amount of $185,165.45, except for PO number 260804 for town garage generator maintenance.
To the tune of $613 and
in the amount of $613.26.
But only if it's a repeat.
If it's a repeat.
I will rescind my original second and second the new motion.
Okay, so we have Tim made the motion. David seconded it. Is there any other discussion?
I have one question about the rock salt. There's four different charges here. Is that, and they're different amounts, except the first and fourth are similar. Is that because it's per truckload?
It's per delivery.
Okay, so they're different deliveries on
yep.
different dates, shows like 1229, 1230, 1230, 1-5.
Yep.
Okay, so the presumably one load is about $2,000.
Sounds about right.
Dollars. Yeah. So two loads, one load, four loads, two loads. Okay.
And then they bring it to the shed and they mix it with sand.
Well, some of it goes in the salt shed unmixed, but other gets mixed and ready for use. So, yeah.
Yeah, and following up on the rock salt, that caught my attention too, because it's a $19,000 bill for the salt. And then going later on.
What page are we on?
Same, that's page
12.
12. And then later on at page 21, there's a $3,500 bill for the sand. So I'm just wondering whether we are still within our budget for the sand and salt yes. for this year.
At okay. the moment, we are.
Okay.
Absolutely. So we have, okay. We identify about how much salt we're going to buy every year, and we actually have a minimum amount that we have to purchase through the through that CROG purchasing council, because we do it through that bit. So okay. so we make sure that we don't overestimate, and we make sure we a couple of years ago when we had a really, really mild winter, we finished buying everything we had, and we just had salt back to the rafters, because I'm not going to pay for salt that we're not going to deliver. And I actually had an agreement with the town of Andover that if we couldn't fit it all in our salt shed, we're going to put it in there.
Oh, that's good.
And then just move it.
That's good. Then on page 16, the STV bill, there's a $4,100 for the STV bill. Are they, I'm not familiar enough with the contract to know whether are there certain benchmarks that they have to meet?
There are, and they're underway. And I did reach out to Angela today and ask for an update, and I have not gotten a response yet from where we are with the current process.
Okay, so you check. I'm assuming, like, when yes. they send a bill, you check to make sure that
they've hit that, and they have. You know, we know that we had our initial kickoff with Angela, and we know that Kyle has been making his visit. So, okay. so we were at that point when we got to
go. Okay, good. Thank you. And then just one more question on page 19, under it's under USA Mechanical and Energy Services, replacement of failed control valves, not part of phase two quote, and it's a $13,000 bill. Did we budget for that too, or is that something that?
So that is actually coming out of capital, because we had additional funding left in capital for the energy management system, and the energy management system upgrades weren't going to work without these valves replaced.
Okay, so it's nothing to be concerned about, though, correct. And it even though it says not part of the phase two quote,
correct?
It's real. Okay,
all right. And just then, was that missed in the initial quoting, or where along the project was that identified that
they may not have been bad when the project was quoted and started? They're going bad, which is why this whole project is being done. It was, you know, it was budgeted $410,000 in last year's capital for this project.
Well, thank you.
Okay. I don't have any other questions.
I have one.
Yes, David.
Page 2, there's a charge to the tune of $5,728 for copier replacement at the library. Going back a couple meetings, we had talked about the library already going over budget for the copier. Was this anticipated, or was this something new and that we should talk about?
This was anticipated and budgeted for in the buildings and grounds budget.
Okay.
What they were going over budget for was the amount of copies.
Right. Just I wanted to make sure that this was included somewhere and wasn't just unexpected.
Yes, it was.
I have one more question.
Yeah.
On page 20, it looks like we pay Vestas for some uniform supplies for the town building operations. But then on the next page, on 21, we also pay White Way Laundry for uniforms. Are we using two different vendors for uniforms?
So the buildings and grounds department actually purchases clothing and launders it themselves. The other uniforms is for the highway department, and they do not purchase uniforms. That is a rental.
Okay.
So yes, there are two different vendors, but they're also for two different groups.
Yeah. Can they be combined? I mean, there probably isn't much cost savings there, but is there a reason for that? Does one company not provide similar service as the other company?
Well, again, they're buying, and for the building grounds department, they're actually buying the clothing, and the staff are laundering it themselves. The other one, you're actually renting.
Yeah, I get that.
I mean, I see your point, though. Theoretically, if your spend is higher with a company, then it might give you slightly more negotiating power.
Right. I mean, it's not a lot of money to begin with. I was just curious.
Looking for efficiencies,
though. More curiosity of hey, wait a minute, we're using two different...
Yeah,
I can ask, but I don't think they offer the same services. And,
Okay.
And this is not the only place that the buildings and grounds department purchases uniform supplies from. They use a couple of different vendors based on what's available and what the cost is. So they're doing their due diligence and budgeting for it and looking
getting the
for
best price for what
the
they
best
need.
Prices for what they need. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Just a question.
I suspect if we had a ton of employees, and there's only five in each department. So, well, the buildings and grounds might have more, but there's only five people in the department. So you're talking
not about a lot of leverage, but it never hurts to ask,
right?
Or to put them against each other too, and see if either can give you a competitive bid to bring it down.
Is there any other ask? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. So that's six in favor of, and Bob DiPietro is absent. Next, consider an act on budget transfers, which I don't think I see any. And number five, approval of minutes for December 30th. It was an accounts payable meeting. That would be 5A.
I make a motion that we accept the minutes for Tuesday, December 30th. 2025, as presented. Second.
Mather made the motion. Tim seconds. Any questions?
I want to take the opportunity to mention that I appreciate how detailed these minutes are. They're well organized and plenty of detail for townspeople to see when they go to see what happened during these meetings.
Well, thank you very
thank
much.
You, yep. Well, is there any other?
Minor. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Page 3 of 7, just a spelling of adjourn right at the end.
Hold your run.
That's not a new arcane word, Gwen?
It is.
Maybe in some
That's
languages. Did that motion include both sets of minutes? Are we doing both?
Just the one.
Just one. Okay, got it. Yep.
And I just wanted to mention that my last name is misspelled in a couple places. Sometimes correctly, sometimes incorrectly, but it does have a E on the end. Fancy.
Yeah.
All right. Very fancy.
Any other comments?
I'm trying.
The January 6th. Oh, I'm sorry. The January 6th minutes are in there. The header is off of it. So I think you do have both sets.
Yeah, we have it. We just got it.
Okay, sorry.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. That's six approved and one absent. And now we're going to go after the approval of minutes for January 6th, 2026.
Gwen, your meeting. Gwen, do you want to handle this? Does anybody have a comment?
Yes, I will. First, I want to find. Okay, I see. So it's 4 of 7. That is where they begin.
Yes.
Okay, but now then don't we have a third set in here too?
Yeah, there's three.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to approve the January 6th regular meeting minutes.
I second.
Is there any discussion? That was Gwen made the motion and seconded.
Yeah, I think this was not the set that I had the comment on. Yeah, this was not the set that I have.
Any. Oh, wait, there's.
So there's also.
The header is located between 6, 4, and 7 is the next meeting.
So there's a second set of comments from the previous meeting, because we had the grant meeting and then the the board meeting back to back. So there's two sets of meeting minutes. The second one without the header, which starts on page 4 of 7.
My motion was for the grant meeting minutes, because that was the first.
So we need a motion then for the AP meeting on the, what was that, the 28th?
It was immediately following.
Yeah, I guess my question would be, do we need to take a step back, open the agenda?
L1,
yeah.
For that meeting. Sure, we can do that.
Okay, because they were both on January 6th, correct?
Yeah, it was immediately following the other.
And then
No, we had two on January, or December 30th, and one
December
on January
30th. Right.
We had two on December.
Right, it was the grant meeting, and then the other one was immediately following.
So do you want me to rescind that motion and make a new motion to cover both?
Yeah, because the agenda says December 30th was AP minutes. And so are we saying that the second set of minutes was the grant?
It was grant, AP, and then regular meeting, right? Is the order of our packet here.
On December 30th? It was
That's correct. It was the grant and then the AP.
For December 30th.
December 30th.
And then So should we make a motion to open the agenda to include the grant minutes along with the AP minutes in this approval?
If you wanted to be more clear, I think that would be appropriate.
That would be the way to go.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So then I will make a motion to open the agenda under 5A to include the meeting minutes from December 30th grant. I'm just trying to see how it
grant meeting
directly. Grant meeting, and include the grant meeting with the AP minutes for 5A, if that's clear.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Works. Okay, do we have any additional discussion on that?
None from me.
Any additional discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. That's 6 yes, 1 absent.
Okay.
So now we move on to.
Well, then.
I'm sorry. Who seconded?
I'm sorry.
Bryce motioned to amend the agenda, and who seconded?
Mather Clark.
Thank you.
And then I will now make a motion with the new amended 5A to approve the minutes from the grant meeting and the AP meeting.
On
December 30th. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
I will second.
So that's Bryce and Mather seconded. Any further discussion on that one? All in favor? Aye.
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 Aye. That's 6 approved, yes, 1 absent. So now we go on to the January 6th.
And I guess I had already made a motion.
You did.
And so we ran
it a second. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's all right. It's a little bit out of order. And there was only one, set of minutes, and there was only one meeting on that date, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I guess my motion is still.
Somebody active, seconded it, right?
Yes. Okay.
Tim seconded it.
Okay. Yeah. And then my one comment had to do with the discussion under the Heritage Farm lease. Oh, yeah, there's just a typo. That's all it is. It's in the under 8.0, which is the item number. The first paragraph, you'll see the date is, it just says December 3/21. So that just needs to be corrected.
And correct December 31st.
Right.
December 31st.
And not just, okay.
Right. Those are the only comments that I had.
Is there any other comments? All is well. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, six approved, one absent. And then we get to number six, which is adjournment. So a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Bryce will second it.
Mather, make the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. That's six. Yes, one absent.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Andrew. Keep up the good work.
So in that case of like me making the motion, we then